Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mary Armstrong, and I'm coming to you today a word in prayer in the eyes of a layperson. Now I'll be coming to you in Revelations today, chapter 19 and 20. And we're going to be talking to you about the Hallelujah Chorus and Satan Bound 1,000 Years. And when that time Satan's bound 1,000 years, the saints is going to be already going to be with the Lord. But on the 19th chapter of Revelation, I'll be reading this. It's talking about, it says, the 19th chapter of Revelation. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power. But let us pray first. Most holy and our wise God, it's an honor to come to you this morning in the name of Jesus, thanking you today for just calling on your name, because there's no other name whereby we can be saved but through the name of Jesus. We thank you for allowing us to wake up to another day that you've made. We thank you for the air that you have allowed us to breathe. And we thank you for your written word. Lead, guide us as we read off the pages that you have allowed us to be able to learn about you, Jesus. Bless us to be able to say what you have us to say. Let us decrease. And you increase in us, God, that we can help someone see about your word and learn more of you, God. In your name we pray today. Amen. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation, and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. And let's go to the 11th chapter and 15th verse at this time. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them. Now, these are the two witnesses that they had killed, and they had laid on the ground 3 days. But the Spirit of God rose in them, and he called them up into heaven. Praise God. And they began to give gifts and stuff. They wouldn't even bury them. But God called them, and the Spirit of God went into these two men, and they rose up, and God called them up into heaven. Now, during the Great Tribulation and all this, and the Antichrist is out, and all this is going on because God had done took his people to heaven, and this is during the Great Tribulation, and the Antichrist is loose, and all these terrible things is happening on earth, and the Holy Ghost is gone, and you have to live by faith alone. And during this 1,000 years, the saints are with God in heaven, and the Antichrist is loose, and all these terrible things is happening in this 1,000 years. And the only ones that can be saved in this 1,000 years is the ones that's born, because the ones that's left behind, they can't be saved now. Because their time, it's what the Gentiles' time is over. Now this is now the ones that's been saved during this time is the newborn people that's done growed up, and they older people now during the 1,000 years, and then some of them gonna be deceived by the Antichrist and all these miracles that he's working and doing all this stuff and doing during that great battle of the that they're going to do, where the animals are going to eat the flesh of the kings and the people and all that time, when that battle of Armageddon is going to happen. Praise God. But during all this time, when the Antichrist and all that, they're going to be, all this stuff is going to be happening, and different vows is going to be poured out, and that's going to be a terrible time for the people on the earth during that time. and where you can't buy, sell, and all that time. But God's people is going to be gone. But during this time, people going to be suffering, and we're not going to be here during that great tribulation time. Why would we have to be here to go through that suffering time? Because we serve God, and he's going to be going to take us home. During that 1,000 years, we're going to be with God already. So let me read this in the Hallelujah Chorus. What is true and righteous are his judgment. What is true and righteous are his judgment. For he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath judged the blood of his servant at her hand. And again they said hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God and sat on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. Now let's go to Psalms 115:13. You have to read references, so that helps you to understand. 115:13. Okay? 115:13. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Okay. And I heard as it were the voice of a great trumpet, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. So we the bride. The church is the bride, and that's who we are. We the bride. And as he said unto her, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see, thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Okay, let's go to Acts. Let's go to Acts 3:12. Forward he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? That's when after the Holy Ghost came, and Peter and John went up to the temple at the gate of Beautiful, and this man was sitting there lame, and he couldn't walk. And Peter and John said, look on us. And he looked on them to receive gold money from them. That's how he made his living. And Peter and John said, look on us. The silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He took him by his right hand and lifted him up, and he got up and began to leap and jump, because he got healed through what Peter said. And he began to leap and jump, and he was able to go into the temple with them, because he was healed through what Peter said, because they was filled full of the Holy Ghost. And he said, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, ye have power to lay hands on the sick and do all this stuff. So he was healed through Peter, what Peter and John had said to them. And then it says, 10, when they went down to Cornelius, the angel told them to send for Peter. And when Peter got there, he began to preach to them and tell them about Jesus, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and it fell on the Gentiles. And that's when the Gentiles received the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise God. And that's what happened to the Gentiles then. Okay, now, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. We back in Galilee, Revelation. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. That's talking about Jesus. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. And he was clothed with a virtue dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. Followed him upon white horses, clothed in white fine linen, white and clean. Matthew 29:3. Let's go to Matthew 29:3. Praise our God. 28:3. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And that's when Jesus has rose from the dead, and it's talking about the angel. Praise God. When he got there, and Mary Magdalene, and they saw the angel. And his countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers, they shaked and became as dead men, talking about the angel. Praise God. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. And he trade the winepress of defiance and wrath to God. And he had on his virtue and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Verse 12 again. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but him himself. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. And he cried with a loud voice, saying, to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great king, and that he may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both free and bound, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the king of the earth, kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on his horse and against King 16. Okay, this is talking about the war, the Armageddon war. That's when they went up to fight against God of the people on the Armageddon war. 16:16, listen to this. Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together unto a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial unto the air. And there came a great noise voice out of the temple. All heaven for the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunder and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since man was upon the earth. No mighty, so mighty an earthquake, and so great. And the great city was divided that into three parts, and the city of the nation fell. And great Babylon came in mercy and remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fullness of his wrath. And that was the great fall of Babylon. And that was that great war. Look at this. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, and wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast during that time when Satan, when the false prophets and all that going to work miracles during that time. People going to be deceived. They're going to take the mark of the beast. And once you take the mark of the beast, you are lost forever and going to be cast into the lake of fire. Look at, listen at this. Take the deceived and walk of the beast, and them that worship the image, these both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh, as the battle at Armageddon War. And listen, and now we're in the 20th chapter of Revelation. Now, during this time, the saints are in heaven with Jesus for 1,000 years. Now, he's getting ready to bring Satan out of the pit. The angels bringing Satan out of the pit. He's been in the pit for 1,000 years. Now, they're going to bring Satan out of the pit. Now, listen to this. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old Satan, serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Okay, let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter 2 and 4. 2 Peter 2 2 Peter 2 And many shall follow their precious, those primitive days, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Okay. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. Okay, let's go to Jude 6. Now, it's just one chapter in Jude. The 6th verse is where we're going to. And the angels we kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Now, that's the angels that was in heaven, and they came, and Satan, they came down with Satan. And they in darkness until that great day. That's what God, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. Okay. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, set his seal upon him, that he should deceive the nation no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Okay, now. Okay, 1,000 years. Okay, now let's go to 12:9. Let's go to 12:9, Revelation 12:9. Out that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world, he was cast out unto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. And judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So we reign with Christ 1,000 years. Okay, but the rest of the dead did not reign until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So the first resurrection, we are the ones that reign with Christ 1,000 years. That's when Satan was in the pit. Then when the 1,000 years, 12:11, then when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nation which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them to battle. The number of those is as the sand of the sea. Okay, now he going to ask when he going to do that battle at Armageddon. Now, but we're going to be with Jesus in heaven 1,000 years. So when they let him out of the pit, Ezekiel, go to Ezekiel. 38:2. Son of man, forget Gog, the land of Magog, the chief of prince of me, and prophesy against him. Praise God. And 16:4. I think we went there. 16. Let's go to 16:4. Third angel set forth out his vow upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they became blood. Look at that. 16:4. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Look at that. Now let's go. Now this is prophecy. And let's go to Isaiah 8:8. And he shall pass through Judea. He shall overthrow and go over. He shall reach even to the neck. And the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land to Emmanuel. And Ezekiel 38:9. This is just prophecy. 38:9. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstones, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whom say, the earth and its heavens fade away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book were opened, which is the book of life. Now see, we're not going to have to stand before the white judgment, because we are with God. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. This is the white throne judgment. Now, if you before the white throne judgment, you lost. Now, if your name ain't written in the book and you standing before the white throne judgment, you already lost. And the book were opened, and another book were opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. See, the dust, this body is just dust. Body is just dust. It's going back to the dust. This body houses the soul. Let's read Daniel real quick. Let's read Daniel right quick. Daniel 2:35. Let's read Daniel right quick. 2:35. 2:35 says, then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken into pieces together. and the candy light declared staff of the summer's threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. Stone that smoked the end age became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. We just, this flesh, it ain't eating clay. It's just dust. And you know, you don't want dust on your furniture. But every time the next day, dust can get on your furniture. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead was judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, people that had lost at sea, been dead for years. And hell delivered up the dead which were in them. That's where you're going. If you die without God, you're going to hell. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. If you wasn't in the first resurrection, you rose in the second, which is the second death. And the death had no power. When Jesus comes back, when he comes up, cracks the eastern sky and calls his people. So when he's coming back for God's people, God's going to tell him when to come back for his people, for the church. And if you don't rise in the first resurrection, you're lost, because the second death has no power. You don't get up when in the first resurrection. Only God, the ones that died in the Lord, they're going to rise first. People are going to be still walking around in the first resurrection, then they're going to rise up, and we're going to meet the Lord in the mid-air. And the word of God says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. So the dead, the dead second resurrection, they ain't going to know when we leave here. And the dead shall, and death and hell was cast into the lake of fire, is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And it says, okay, and it says 1920, okay. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, and wrought that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. Those both were cast alive unto a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. So if you wasn't in the first resurrection, you in the second, and that didn't have no power. And you're going to be cast into the lake of fire, and you're going to burn forever and ever and ever, day and night. Because with Jesus, it ain't going to be no night. So you would be tormented in day and night forever and ever and ever. And Jesus is never going to die. So we have to get it right. We have to get it right. And we're going to be, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. The church is God's bride. And we're going to be with the Lord, the new heaven and the new, and we're going to be in heaven with the Lord 1,000 years. Praise God. And then we're going to come back in the millennium time, and it's going to be peace on earth. Praise the Lord. Because New Jerusalem is going to come down to the earth. He's going to burn up this old earth. He's going to purify this earth. The Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't think that, but this earth's going to be purified. He's going to set this earth on fire. He's going to purify this earth. And New Jerusalem going to come down, and this earth is going to be purified. Praise God. I think the mics are open. So if anyone has any questions they want to answer or anything they want to say at this time, I think the mics are open and you're free to answer questions or anything if you can at this time. Should be open at this time. If you have any questions you'd like to ask.
Praise the Lord, sister.
Praise the Lord, my sister Margaret. How are you today?
Hey. Honey, I'm fabulous. Been fighting the devil this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to hear your voice.
It's so good to hear your voice. It's so good to hear all that you said, because it just speaks back what I wrote about last week in sin and did all of the writings that I've had, all the messages that I have done. It all speaks back, because I told them in my message that I want to go to like a fire, and then there's no praying your way out of hell. You're just there. You're not getting out. And Jesus is not
right.
Coming back. He's not going to come back down to hell trying to save people, because you got that opportunity right now.
That's right. That's right. That is the truth. And hell's going to be cast into the lake. That is the truth.
Uh-huh.
And I've been reading where God's been blessing you to stand up, and how you put your foot on the floor, how you had the sock on your foot. I've been reading that.
Uh-huh.
God is blessing you, my sister. He is blessing you
is.
Day by day. He is.
Honey, minute by minute. Hallelujah. He is minute by minute.
He is. And I've been praising him for that too, because he's a good God. He is a good God.
So fabulous. So fabulous.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He's a great God. And I just say, keep giving him praise. Keep lifting him up. Keep honoring him. Because there's none like him. There's none like him. Praise God. And he's going
to
come back.
There's nothing can compare to him.
Nothing can compare to him. Nothing. And he's doing just what he said he would do. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right. I thank God. He's still working miracles. He's still performing miracles.
Yes, he is.
He's still healing people. And I give God the glory. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Praise God.
Yes,
praise
I do.
God.
I read with you. I am with you on that one.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. I don't know if anyone else is on the line or not, but we thank God that you're on the line, Sister Margaret.
Honey, I thank God to be able to be on the line, honey. I am so happy.
Yes.
I'm so excited, because the Lord is so wonderful. I hadn't actually stood up yet, but my feet was curled. It's not curled like that anymore, so I could get just about completely flat. So it's just a process. It's just a process that I'm going through.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're making
progress. Yes, it is. The Lord is.
Wonderful. It is wonderful. To God be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Oh, I
thank
you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
It's wonderful what he's doing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
We lift him up. We lift him up. We lift him up.
Oh, yes,
Lord,
ma'am.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes,
Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
glory,
Lord.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory,
Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord.
For us tomorrow.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God,
yes, Lord. Thank you.
Life, you're doing great.
Yes, Lord.
Give you praise, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to bless.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Continue to bless.
Lord. Please, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Praise God.
Glory.
Unlike you, Lord. Unlike you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. We give him praise.
Praise the Lord, sister.
Praise
the
Lord.
You went over a lot of the verses and scriptures that I've been reading and I've been studying. And I thank God that we have one mind, because God has been dealing with me and leading me mm-hmm. in that word of revelation.
Oh,
and it's got
God.
So many different references that the prophets
yes,
have told
yes,
so that the people
yes.
can be getting ready. And this is a time
yes,
where we ready. Need to get ready because he
Amen.
Is coming back. He's coming back.
Yes,
like
he
you said, he was. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. And yes. just because he hasn't come yet, that doesn't mean he's not coming. But he's
coming,
coming back.
He's coming.
And I noticed that, praise the Lord, in the Word of God, I noticed that when he cast the false prophets and
mm-hmm.
and the Antichrist into the lake
mm-hmm.
of fire first, and then he
mm-hmm.
cast the devil in, the old
That's
dragon.
Right.
God, he got rid of them.
Yes, he
and
did.
And then death. And hell's going to have to be cast.
That's
he
right.
took care of business. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he did.
And then, glory to God, if your name, I noticed that you said
mm-hmm.
the book, one book.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When it comes to the ones that's traveling on that broad road, there's books.
There's that. That's
More
right.
than one book. There's a S to the, on that book.
Yes.
The books were open.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I thank
mm-hmm.
God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. It is time.
Time
to serve
time.
God. It's time to serve
Amen.
God. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Because this is nothing
yeah.
to take for granted. This is nothing to fool with and play around with, because this is real. Jesus
this
is
real.
And
oh,
he
yeah.
is coming back like he said he
yes.
was.
Coming
and you
back.
Went
coming
through
back.
All of that to let people
yes.
know how it's
yes.
going to be. And
be.
When we have heard the word talk to us and
mm-hmm.
preach, it's up to us
mm-hmm.
to change.
The best to get it. Get it right.
And if we don't accept it, like you said,
right.
we're going to be lost. We're going to
be
lost.
Yes.
So
be lost.
The second resurrection has no power.
No power. No power.
And
no
everyone
power.
That stands before the white throne judgment is condemned to go to
That's
the lake
right.
of fire.
You're going to
Lord
the lake
God
of fire.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth.
Oh, God. Sister, we got to continue to pray.
We
got to continue
pray.
To pray for our families. We got
to
continue
pray.
To pray for one another. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Because the devil is busy, and he knows that his time is not long, and he's doing everything he can to hinder the work of the
That's
Lord.
Right. That's right.
So we got to continue to pray, especially for our children and our families.
Yeah.
We got to pray
yeah.
for our loved
yes,
ones.
Yeah.
And for one another. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Because truly,
yes.
truly, the word of
yes.
God is true all by itself. And Jesus is on his way back. And we don't know
He's
when.
On his way. We don't know
but
when.
I want to tell you, I want to be ready. And I'm praying
ready.
Every day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I'm praying every day because I want to be ready.
Every,
and I'm praying
yes,
for
Lord.
Everyone else.
Lord.
Praise
Lord.
God, and this the condition of the world that we're living in. So I thank
oh,
God for your podcast
yes,
today.
Lord.
I thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For that. You gave
Lord.
People something
thank
to think
God.
About.
Thank God.
Praise
thank
God.
God.
Because it's
thank
coming.
God.
It's going to come
coming.
To pass.
Coming.
Yes, it is.
Coming.
He's coming just
it's
like
coming.
He said he was.
Coming.
And he
it's
said for us to watch. Pray.
You have to watch.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise
watch.
God. Lord God of mine. It's something to think about.
God.
I thank God
think about.
For the podcast.
Thank God.
So I want you to continue
thank
to
God.
Pray for me and pray for my
God.
Son, Roger Jr.,
God.
And our whole
thank
family.
God.
Praise
yes,
God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Thank
it's encouraging.
Thank you, God.
But it's something
thank
to think
yeah.
about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Praise God.
God.
Hallelujah.
God.
I want to be
God.
Ready.
Hallelujah.
I want to be ready. I want to be ready.
Yes, I do. I want to be
coming
ready.
Back.
That's got to be ready.
Yes, I don't want my living to be in vain.
Be ready. You got to be ready.
Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Anybody else? Anyone else? So we must be ready. We can't be getting ready. We have to be ready. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise God. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because if our name ain't written in the Lamb Book of Life, we won't make it. Praise God. We won't
Amen.
Make it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. But he's long-suffering. He's long-suffering.
Yes, he is.
And I thank God that he is. Praise God.
So
praise
glad.
God.
Amen.
I'm so glad he is. So glad he is. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So if he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Praise God. He wants to open the door and let him in. But if you don't
Hell
open
yes.
the door, he won't break in. He's not a thief. He won't break in. He's not a robber. He won't break in. He wants you to open the door. And he'll come in and sit with you. Praise
mm-hmm.
God.
It has to be a voluntary
so,
thing.
It has to be a voluntary thing. Yes, it does. It has to be a voluntary thing. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank
Amen.
God.
Just start. Just start.
Amen. You that tuned in. Praise God. But if no one else has tuned in, praise God, we're going to have to close at this time. Praise our God. We're going to ask Evangelist Logan if she would close us out. Praise God at this time. Praise our God.
Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly
Thank
Father,
you.
It is again we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise for all that you have done. Because we know that
yes,
you are God and you are God alone. And beside you there
yes,
is none
Lord.
Other. And hallelujah, yes, we
no,
believe.
No,
glory to God. Jesus is the Son of the
oh,
living
Lord,
God. And he came from heaven. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
and he
Lord.
Died. Suffered and died on the cross for our sin. That
yes,
right,
it is. Yes, it is.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, for your redemption.
Thank
we thank you, God,
yes,
for
Lord.
Our salvation. We thank you, God, for loving us so much that you gave your only
yes.
begotten Son. And we thank you, God, for the podcast today.
We thank you
for the teaching and the Word.
We thank you
for the one that had taught the Word. And we pray, God,
yes,
that everyone that have listened in, hallelujah, that they will consider and that they will know that time is winding up. Jesus, you are coming
yes.
back like you said you was. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. And if we're not ready to go back, you come in anyway. So glory to God, help us, Lord, to get our Lord
yes, sir,
girded
please,
with truth and take on righteousness
yes,
and get ready for the coming of the Lord. Joyous nigh.
Yes,
sir. Help us, Lord. Remember every
spirit
of grace. Remember our families, Lord. Our loved ones.
Yes, sir.
Our people, our churches, our communities, our young people, our children.
Yes, sir. Yes,
in
sir.
The name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you
Hallelujah.
Bless them, God. Because we know
Do
that
Lord.
Not your will that any be lost, but that all should come to repentance. So, God, we pray, Lord, that you would take us through. Watch over us, God. Lead, guide, and direct our steps. Order our steps each and every day that we may walk in the way of righteousness. Glory to God that our nakedness won't show, but we'll be clothed with righteousness and with the garment of salvation. We pray, God, that you would lead us and guide us in the name of Jesus. Bless us and keep us and remember all the sick and afflicted. We lift them up to you today. We pray, God, for all the bereaved families, those that are broken and going through grieving and sorrow. And we ask you, God, to remember our bishop and Pastor Bryant. God bless him.
Yes,
God, we know your arms are too short that you can't even reach him, Lord. We pray, God, that you would touch him right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, to God, bless every child of God.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Everyone that's going through something right now, Lord, we ask him,
yes,
God, hallelujah, that you would touch and that you would heal that you would deliver, that you would set free in the name of Jesus. Even
those
that are in the point of their sin, that you would save them, Lord, while the blood is running warm in your veins. God, we thank you for this time and for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. For this we pray and ask in the name of Jesus. We say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and we say shalom, each one of you. Shalom.
I want to say shalom, and I love you.
We love
you.
We love you.
Bless you.
Praise
you have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.